Protesters torch door to Mexican border state governor's palace after wave of female abductions. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 11, 2022. Residents in a Mexican border state torched the governor's palace in Nuevo León as part of a protest against female kidnappings. Concerned citizens and activists alike are accusing state police of inaction on the problem. The latest demonstration led to a fire being set at the entrance. Over the weekend, hundreds of activists gathered around downtown Monterrey and made their way to the governor's palace, where they set fire to the entrance. Local police had brief clashes with protesters to keep them from causing more damage, and eventually, they dispersed. Colectivas feministas y Quien Puerta en Palacio de Gobierno de hashtag Nuevo León, en protesta contra la desaparición de mujeres. Fuente, Las Noticias Monterrey. pic.twitter.com/4n0xkm, ULP. Mex Noticias, at Mex Noticias 2020, April 11, 2022. The protests come as Nuevo León saw 18 women go missing in a little over 30 days, and most recently, state authorities confirmed that the latest woman to be reported as missing, Maria Fernanda Contreras Ruiz, had in fact been killed. Después de haber enterado a su familia sobre el resultado de las pruebas genéticas, estamos en condiciones de informar de manera oficial que María Fernanda Contreras Ruiz es la persona sin vida encontrada en el cateo realizado el día de 7 de abril. Descanse en paz. Fiscalía Nuevo León, at Fiscalía NL, April 9, 2022. While authorities have not publicly revealed a motive for the rise in missing women, the issue comes at a time when rival cartels are fighting for control of local drug distribution in Monterrey and reliable smuggling routes to Texas. Compartimos información sobre las desapariciones de mujeres reportadas en fechas recientes y sobre los que nos han solicitado información. pic.twitter.com/h4v7w78ni. Fiscalía Nuevo León, at Fiscalía NL, April 9, 2022. One of the region's leading politicians, Congressman Waldo Fernández González, released a video describing the reasons for outrage. He also calls out State Public Security Secretary Aldo Fasci for his handling of the cartel crimes and abductions. They are mad for the more than 1,700 missing women who we do not know where they are, Fernández said. They are angry at a frivolous government and a TikTok governor, Samuel Garcia, who shares everything, but when it comes to the murder of a woman, he says he has no words. Fernandez said that women who protest are criticized for asking questions while public officials continue to downplay the situation. The women of this state are pissed off because neither society nor the government gets pissed off about them being killed, he said. In response to the public outrage, the Nuevo León Attorney General's office issued a statement claiming that in most of cases, the women had voluntarily left their homes. En seguimiento a las causas de mujeres desaparecidas, compartimos valiosa información. pic.twitter.com/9sy6rz58lp. Fiscalía Nuevo León, at Fiscalía NL, April 11, 2022. Authorities say that they have not been able to release many details of cases so as to not interfere with investigations. En este momento, aunque lo deseamos, no es posible aclarar las interrogantes porque esto puede afectar la investigación y la detención de los responsables. 2. Fiscalía Nuevo León, at Fiscalía NL, April 10, 2022. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.